Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 Kayla.
Every once in a while when we fire somebody from America, I feel like I should read the story in newscaster voice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So
a Kentucky
serious.
Man was arrested early Thursday morning after he was accused of burglarizing a home while he was naked.
What?
According to the Daveless County Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Daveless or Davies?
What? I don't know.
I think it's Davies. I was about to say, can you imagine living in Daveless?
Daveless. Oh, Daveless.
It's an entire town with no Daves.
No, poor Dave.
Sheriff's office was initially dispatched to an area in Owensboro after a report of a naked man trying to hit vehicles with his hand, deputies said. Wait. While they were on their way, they learned of a burglary in progress in the area, police said.
Okay.
Yes, he was naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deputies found 41-year-old John Stephanopoulos.
Oh.
Any relation to George?
Sure, we'll hear about it this morning.
So clearly he was like the black sheep of the family. Yeah.
He was outside a home naked, covered in blood and mud.
What?
Deputies said.
Okay.
It's hard to take a hard turn from naked,
no
but
kidding.
Covered in mud
and blood?
Blood.
What were you doing to be covered with both of those substances?
Great question. Stephanopoulos, not George, ran toward one of the responding deputies.
Ooh.
And the deputy deployed his taser.
Once again, he's naked. Yeah. He's naked, too.
Yeah.
Striking him in the abdomen. Awfully close.
That's real close for comfort.
God, can they release that video in slow motion, please?
Right.
I know, just the jiggle factor alone.
Chariots of fire playing. He was then put in handcuffs before trying to run at the deputy again.
Oh, come on, man.
God.
After being read his rights, Stephanopoulos, not George, said he took mushrooms with Jesus.
That's why he was able to get up for round two of the tasering.
Why, because of Jesus or the mushrooms?
Both. It's a combination of both.
Miracle.
He's risen from the dead. Is that bad, Jakar?
Right. And then he and Jesus were playing a virtual reality game together. He said the deputies were not real and were a part of the game, according to the citation.
Well, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Woo!
The owners of the home told deputies they had never seen Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos, not George. The citation says they found him in their home vandalizing items in their hallway.
Oh.
While naked, bloody, and muddy.
Naked, bloody. I sure hope it was mud.
I know. You don't want to stumble on that in the middle of the night.
Stephanopoulos was charged with first-degree indecent exposure, second-degree burglary, not near as serious.
How is that? That seems reversed.
Maybe he didn't steal anything.
The nudity is worse, but he broke into somebody's house.
But he just put blood on the wall.
This
is fine.
No big deal.
He's also been charged with first-degree criminal mischief and public intoxication of a controlled substance record show. He was placed in the Daveless County Center.
Dang.
Therefore, Mr. Stephanopoulos, not George, you are fired from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.